exploring the unexplained. Unbelieve, only on The Podcaster.
Hello. We are about to explore unexplained phenomena, and this episode might feature opinions, views, and conspiracy theories that you haven't heard before or that might make you uncomfortable. All we ask is that you keep an open mind. Okay, let's go. Hello and welcome to Unbelieve. You're listening to Brian. If you remember, in the first episode, we spoke about different theories revolving around aliens. And on the second one, we spoke about the flat earth theory and why it's interesting, to put it in the least. Today, I thought I will talk about something sort of related. The connection here is NASA, of course. And it's a theory about the moon landing. Did humans really land on the moon, or was it shot in a Hollywood studio? There's been plenty in the entertainment industry regarding this. I thought we'll take a look at it today and see what could possibly be the truth. If you ask me, well, for a long time, I wasn't really sure if a man really landed on the moon. Wait, hold on, don't jump at me yet. I did, however, read a fair amount about the different aspects regarding the moon landing, and the overall evidence actually shows that humans did land on the moon. So fundamentally, this podcast is going to be about something that I, for a very long time, have probably been very wrong about. I will list a few objections by conspiracy theorists and, of course, the counters to those arguments by scientists. But before that, I feel it would be interesting to sort of dig into where this conspiracy really originated or who is behind it. And to help me with that, I asked my good friend Harish to join me. Well, Harish, I'm curious now. Tell me, what do you have to say of this whole moon landing hoax?
So I love the moon landing hoax people. I think they're a fun bunch.
Are they as fun as the flat earth dudes?
They are more fun because, you know, they actually care about the moon landing. I think they really want man to go to the moon. The flat earth guys are just, I don't know, I don't think they're in for this, the laughs. The moon landing guys genuinely care about science. You know, they've really dug into, and like nobody in the world gives a shit about Van Allen radiation except for the moon landing hoax guys. Yeah. One of the things I have found over the course of doing this show is I do not like calling people conspiracy theorists. I'm sympathetic to them. I genuinely want to hear what they have to say. So calling them, labeling them conspiracy theorists seems like I'm othering them. You know?
Okay.
In any case, it's funny. So a hoax, they call it. It's not real. It was filmed by a Hollywood director in Area 51 or any of the other, you know, secret facilities that are said to exist in the US. Now, I feel for the people who work at Area 51.
Mm-mm.
Imagine being always suspected of complicity in stupid stuff like alien experiments or being party to schemes like, well, the moon landing hoax. That's the thing, though. How does a moon landing hoax help or hurt anyone? Who gains or loses here at all?
I would say, I mean, the only thing you can logically think about is the space race that was happening between Russia and America. That's the only thing I can think of.
Right. And the guys who write books about this, right? People like Bill Kaysing. Who wrote a book about... So Bill Kaysing is the godfather of the moon landing hoax. Released a book and said he worked for a rocket company. Rocketdyne, I think it was called. And how he had seen evidence that we did not have the tech to pull it off, which in my from my perspective makes it all the more amazing that they actually landed on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
That they did not have the tech and then they somehow managed to make it happen, because there is a mountain of evidence which you will discuss in a bit. So coming back to that space race bit, right? Now think about this. In the 1950s, to bring some facts to this debate, in the 1950s, the USSR stole the lead in the space race, actually, that's what you call it, the space race, which was being waged by the Russians and the Americans. By 1959, the Russians had sent up that now famous Sputnik spacecraft. They sent the first dog into space. Not a happy story.
It is a sad story, yeah.
So the first dog in space, Laika. So they sent it in a spacecraft as an experiment. So Laika died, unfortunately, from overheating and panic, about 5 to 7 hours in orbit. So it was not a good trip for Laika, but it was a useful trip for humanity and for science. Like your college year experiments with certain herbs, right? you learn something, didn't you?
Yeah, man.
But Laika wasn't the only animal that the Russians shot into space. So they had a program called the Soviet Space Dogs program. Sounds like an anime, in 1980s Japanese anime things, but it was a real program.
Who let the dogs out?
So they chose stray dogs because the scientists felt they would be able to tolerate the rigors and the stress of space flight better than other dogs, the ones we keep at home and, you know, now call our kids.
Yeah.
Useless. So they were also feminist, if you're into that kind of thing. Female dogs were used because of their temperament.
Okay.
They could handle space flight better than male dogs. Anyway, so the Soviets launched around 57 dogs into space.
Wow.
How many do you think died?
I don't know, actually.
We can't find a number, but the wiki page says most lived and some died.
Oh, okay.
You're a dog person or a cat person?
I mean, I love them differently. That's it.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, because they're completely different. Okay, that's a different topic altogether. But the kind of love dog shows is very different from the kind of love a cat shows.
Do you think like our trusted people got into spacecraft and then died of heartbreak?
Of course. Cat wouldn't have gone.
Wouldn't have gone?
Yeah.
No, okay. Never sent a cat into space?
No.
So they later sent some more animals into space in subsequent space flights, including rats. And guess what? The rats lived. So I'm sharing all this info to let you know that Russia was as keen on space as the US. And was, for a long time, for almost a decade, better than the US at it.
Yeah, I can see that.
So they sent the first man into space, Yuri Gagarin. The first woman into space, Valentina Tereshkova. So win after win after win for them for many years. So the communists were looking very good compared to the capitalist USA.
Mm-mm.
At cutting edge science. So I'm getting at motivations here, right? I know the conspiracy guys look at details, but look at the larger picture, what was going on, why they would want to get dramatically better at science. They were getting their asses kicked, right? So that's why the US was keen on a big win and decided to land a man on the moon by the end of the 1960s. They were sick of being one-upped by the Russians. So in 1962, John F. Kennedy gave that famous speech, you know, about going to the moon, not because it is easy, but because it is hard.
Hard, yeah.
So that speech was so good, it motivated the US to send two men to the moon by May 1969, well before Kennedy's deadline for the moon landing. The Soviets, who one would think would be the first to call out any fakery in this, any fakeness in this, actually congratulated the Americans.
Поздравляю.
You'd think that would pretty much seal the deal, right? So what happened was, and this is actually where it really gets better. The congratulations came as a small note in a nondescript part of a newspaper.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. The Soviets were so upset that like a little bit of things saying, we have to say something about this. So it's like a little thing there. So grudging respect from your adversary. Pretty impressive stuff, one would think. Not for everyone. Almost immediately, skepticism grew around the moon landing's realness. And it happened pretty quickly. So it was so widespread that there is a 1971 James Bond film, Diamonds Are Forever. So in that, James Bond is seen running across the TV studio.
Ah,
I know. Where a moon landing is being filmed.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so widespread that within 2 years, a major movie featured the moon landing as a hoax.
And it didn't stop there. There have been plenty of songs, videos.
Movies.
I mean, Rammstein did a video called We Are All Living in America.
We're all living in America.
And one of the scenes, it's the same thing. Moon landing being filmed. This has continued.
Yeah, and it started just 2 years after the actual moon landing. So that phrase, right? The actual moon landing, that annoys a lot of people. It didn't happen, they say. We do not have the tech to pull it off. Humans cannot cross the radiation belt, as I mentioned earlier, which would barbecue any human being immediately.
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Others claim the US flag is waving on the moon for some unknown reason. No stars in the photos taken on the moon. How can you have no stars in the blackness of a moon sky? And if NASA did really send someone to the moon, why did we never go back?
Well, most of these questions I will answer a little later in the podcast.
Yeah, Brian will debunk. Or, you know, maybe debunk is rude, but Brian will definitely talk about them.
Basically, I will share the answers that have been given scientists and from people around the world.
Who have studied evidence all around, different aspects of this. So nothing is left to chance. Nothing is left to chance.
And I will say, for the most part, those answers are quite, what word do we use here?
Convincing.
Yeah, convincing.
Yeah. So when I looked at the reasons which you're going to cover, I realized one thing. It's a pretty impressive mission going to the moon.
Oh, yes.
In all the yes and no, we forget that it was actually well planned, well executed, and took up enough courage and determination to get things done. They left almost nothing to chance. So one of the interesting aspects about going to the moon landing hoax, we target the astronauts and Apollo 11, really. But actually, Apollo 10 went to the moon. It was a mission where they didn't land on the moon, but they flew about less than 10 miles off the surface of the moon, went around it and came back.
Yeah.
And came back. So humans went in that thing and came back and, you know, lived to tell the tale. But there are no conspiracy theories around it.
And there were, the Apollos went on till about 18.
18,
I guess.
Yeah.
People only talk about 11.
Only 11.
Yeah.
So it fascinates me that nobody has anything to say about 10. Anyway, so then there's the Stanley Kubrick angle. You know, that famous filmmaker who shot things so well that everyone's convinced, except if you're smart enough to figure out that it's fake, right? So he made one of the best movies ever in 1968, 2001, A Space Odyssey, only to have it called a dress rehearsal for the 1969 moon landing. No wonder he got angry and made The Shining some years later. So the moon landing is fascinating for me, not only because it was a giant leap for man, but also because it gave us one of my favorite moments in modern history. Brian, you want to help me with that?
Yeah, yeah.
Hippity hoppity, hippity hoppity, hippity hopping over hill and dale. Da 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 da. Hippity hopping along.
So that was an astronaut doing on the moon exactly what any one of us would do. Celebrate and run carefree. We would not make the giant leap speech at all. Would you, Brian?
No, the moment I land on the moon, I would look back at the Earth and I would probably say, I hope I get back.
Okay. So did man land on the moon? For some reason, it seems like there are as many people who believe it was faked as there are people who believe it is real.
Thank you, Harish, for joining.
Thanks, Brian.
Looking forward to our next ghostly encounter. That didn't sound too good. And like I promised earlier, I want to list a few arguments by conspiracy theorists about why they believe that the whole thing is a hoax. And of course, the counters to those arguments. So, okay, let's start. Number one, photographic anomalies. Conspiracy theorists often point to perceived inconsistencies in the Apollo photographs, such as the lack of stars in the sky, incorrect shadows, and seemingly duplicated backgrounds. They argue these anomalies indicate that the photographs were staged. Now, the explanation for that is that the lack of stars is due to the camera settings used, which were adjusted to capture the brightly lit lunar surface. Shadows can appear strange because of the uneven terrain and multiple light sources, including the sun and the reflected light from the lunar module. The next objection, the waving flag. The US flag appears to flutter in some videos, which skeptics argue is impossible in the vacuum of space. They suggest that this indicates that the flag was filmed on a set where the air movement caused it to wave. But the counter is very simple. The flag appears to move due to the momentum imparted when it was planted. In the vacuum of space, without air resistance, the flag's motion continues briefly. Next up, the argument that always baffled me. The Van Allen radiation belts. Some people claim that passing through the Van Allen radiation belts would have exposed the astronauts to fatal levels of radiation, making a manned mission to the moon quite impossible. But the counter is this. The trajectories of the Apollo missions were carefully planned to minimize exposure to radiations. The time spent in the belts was short, and the spacecraft provided sufficient shielding. Next, the lack of an impact crater. Skeptics argue that the lunar module should have created a visible impact crater upon landing on the moon's surface, which is not evident in the photographs. And the counter to this is that the lunar module's descent engine was throttled down during landing, and the moon's surface is solid rock covered with a thin layer of dust, not soft enough to create a noticeable crater. Next, technological limitations. Skeptics often assert that the technology available in the 1960s was not advanced enough to safely land humans to the moon and return them to Earth. The counter is this. While the technology was indeed less advanced than today's, it was sufficient for the missions. The success of the Apollo program is a testament to the ingenuity and expertise of the engineers and scientists involved. Now, I must say, this argument I personally take on faith. I do agree that humans can outdo themselves and go beyond what we previously thought was possible. So philosophically, yeah, this argument does make a lot of sense. However, like I said, I need to take this on faith. Moving on, the next objection, temperature extremes. The moon's surface experiences extreme temperatures from scorching hot in the sunlight to freezing cold in the shadows. Skeptics argue that the spacesuits and equipment used could not have withstood these conditions. The argument? The spacesuits and equipment were designed to withstand the temperature extremes. The suits had multiple layers of insulation and a cooling system to protect the astronauts. The next argument? The astronaut reactions. Some conspiracy theorists claim that the astronauts' behavior during the press conference, such as appearing nervous or evasive, actually suggests that they were hiding the truth. Now, the argument to this is that the astronauts' behavior can be attributed to exhaustion, stress, and the unprecedented nature of their experience rather than the evidence of a hoax. And finally, the last argument, which is very important, the moon rocks. Skeptics sometimes argue that the moon rocks brought back by the Apollo missions could have been collected from Earth or even fabricated. But the counter to that is that the moon rocks have been studied extensively and have unique properties that differentiate them from Earth rocks. Many have been shared with scientists worldwide who have confirmed their extraterrestrial origin. Well, there are plenty more arguments that support the fact that humans did land on the moon. I can't cover all of that here. That would take too long. But the final point I'd like to make is the fact that there is plenty of evidence supporting the moon landing. What do you feel? That's the end of this podcast. Till next time, this is Brian signing out.
Exploring the unexplained. Unbelief, only on the podcaster.